So just finding your best comfortable spot to be in and settling your body and allowing for this time and this space and this place for comfort, for calm, comfortable sense of being. And with eyes closed, settling in, let's invite and allow this comforting to flow. And just before we follow it all around and all through, let's take those three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that do send that message all around and all through that now is the time to go within to that vast inner landscape where we can reinforce the positives already there, where we can be open to allow more positive thoughts, ideas, and images that flow to help you move forward with your life. So as your normal, natural rhythm of your breath has occurred, bring your focus to your feet and let's invite and allow this comforting, a deep relaxation sensation that flows from your toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And becoming aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation now continues, flowing up through hips and abs, right through your solar plexus, that's the center of your body, releasing and letting go, becoming even more calm, even more comfortable. And this sensation of comfort now continues progressing upwards through your whole being, and now with some more nurturing sensations, nurturing calm comfort all around and all through the chest area, into every nook and cranny of you, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper into the shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top, just simply unwinding, untangling, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. Turning attention to the back area and allowing this comforting to flow across the upper back and down that spine, strengthening. That spine of yours, middle back releasing, and deeper and lower, lower back releasing now. The whole entire back area soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges. And sending this comfortable sensation of calm all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. So that in the moment, when we count backwards from 5 to 0, with each count, the body prepares to enter the hypnotic sleep more deeply at 0. Now, some of you are familiar with being counted backwards from 5 to 0, and you can do that internally. Others of you might just like to take one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in and release. But as you now put your attention at the base of your neck and flow this comfort upwards all around the crown of your head, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And if it's to count yourself down, you can. And if it's to take one more now big, deep cleansing breath in and release, and becoming twice as comfortable as you already are. Wonder what it might be like to find a guide within today who's helpful, trustworthy, got your back, has wisdom, a kind of unconditional positive regard for you, attends to your questions, has relevant offerings to give you. Wondering even now what it might be like to imagine such a one as that, a guide within, which might come in a shape or a form, which might be a feeling, a kind of presence, or just some way as an inner knowing, a guide within that is certainly friendly and helpful. And what if you were to meet this guide within at the top of your symbolic staircase, as though that image could just freely arise, like you could just bring it to life and however that image occurs, whether it's a sense of it, presence or some actual shape and form, it's positive. It's there to assist you. And even as you allow yourself to bring your focus to it and invite it to be, it's already now also assisting you to not only have a finding of its image, but it's assisting you in finding that good, healthy, radiantly healthy image of yourself, so that there's this sense of strength, an image of you at the top of symbolic staircase, strong and in your radiantly healthy self, and right next to you this guide within image, that you're ever present, always there, ever ready. Assistance, the voice within, the guide within. And so with this imagining right now, let's reinforce it as you and the guide within reinforce together with every step down. Now at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And you and your guide within are poised upon the positive path in the positive domain, already knowing that negatives have already dissipated and disintegrated. And the door of your imagination opens a little wider now for you and your guide within to step through and take a journey, a short walk, into your very own beautiful, secure, comfortable place. The place that you know well. And whatever this place is like a place for real, maybe one you've known in your life, or whether it's something you imagine right now. It's like a home base, where you and your guide within can walk and talk together. Any or all of your senses heighten to freely arise these images around you that begin to take you into your place that is familiar. Sometimes places are simply a color. So it can be as simple and as powerful as that. Or a place well known. Or one you imagine right now. And so to imagine further that you and this guide within, you're walking and talking together within this place. And you can invite your guide within to this idea that you're wanting to be embracing of the new. And whatever the new is for you, might be the new year, could be something else. The new that's come into your life. Whatever. How do you allow yourself to connect with the new? That's what you're wanting to know. And you talk it over with your guide within as you walk and talk together through your place about connecting and embracing with the new. Sort of ask this guide within if it's on board for you doing that. And would it come with you and assist and help you so that with this familiar guide within that you know now, as you're even in that process of walking and talking with it, you're acknowledging its good qualities, trusting in its helpfulness, noticing how it responds to you, looks at you, talks with you in a positive way, whether it's mind melding your thought to the thought of it and its thought to your thought. But just beginning to be really aware of how you walk and talk within this place within, how very comfortable and comforted that you are. And talking about this idea of embracing the new. Maybe right now, this guide within has a very particular thought about embracing the new that it wants to share with you. As you walk and talk together, let that information be more known to you. Of course, walking and talking together in the familiar place of yours and noticing with any or all of your senses your surroundings and talking over this idea of embracing the new. After your guide within has given you something important about that in the way of suggestion or something it wants you to know about embracing the new, there's also something that just sort of your palm is closed, one of your hands is closed, and then when you look down as instructed by the guide within and open your palm, there's something there for you in your just right palm. Something there like some sort of talisman, a something that goes with you wherever you go. It's that thing that sort of is familiar, comfortable, and helpful. Could be a crystal, might be something else. Might be that just right medallion or stone or rock. So let yourself know what that is. Put it in just the right place for you. And as you and your guide within are walking and talking, all of a sudden after receiving that something from your guide, you're noticing you're now walking into new territory. Well, there's something new right away. Where are you now as you have crossed through the boundaries of familiar, yet the familiar guide within still with you on your journey into new territory? And how does it feel moving from a place you've known well into new territory? And since you have your guide within along with you, isn't it pretty easy and effortless to be comfortable even in this new landscape? And because you have already spoken about embracing the new territory and now coming towards you, coming towards you is an image that stands for the new. The new something in your life that you're embracing now, or coming to know and coming to embrace more easily, more effortlessly. And so as this image kind of presents itself in front of you and your guide within, and you're noticing all about it, how it looks, and you're connecting with it, how it feels, and you're finding yourself curious, wanting to know about it. And so you let yourself imagine and visualize now as you continue, getting comfortable and familiar with this new image. And so you speak to it, and you want to know what matters most to this image that stands for the new. And as you ask, the image will respond to you in some way, finding out what matters most to it helps you to come to know about it. And as it responds, how does it feel to you to know that? Now, because the guide within is right there along with you, easily and effortlessly in this connection and communication with this image that stands for the new. If you need any help or assistance in this communication, you can ask your guide there to assist. What else are you noticing about this image that stands for the new? Maybe you might ask it, what does it need? Anything? What does it want? And so you're listening with your heart and hearing in your mind what this new image might need or want, what's important to it, what matters most. And you might, as you continue to walk and talk together, you, the new image, and the guide within, you might get a sense more about this image now, and you might like to share back with this image that stands for the new what matters most to you and what you need and what you want. And again, in this communication, your guide within, ever-present help, is always there for you to assist if need be. Now, at some point, we might like to trade places with this image that stands for the new, so that you could get a glimpse through its eyes, so to speak, about how it views the world, and maybe get a glimpse of what this image that stands for the new, how it looks at you and what it knows about you. Now, whenever we trade places, we always trade back again. So just to imagine that you could merge into the image that stands for the new. You become it. It becomes you. You continue walking and talking. But now observing what is the energy like as you have merged into the image of the new. What does it feel like? What's that energy of the image that stands for the new? Looking into the world from the viewpoint of the image that stands for the new. What's the world view like? And what does it seem to be like as you look towards yourself? As you view through the eyes of the image that stands for the new, you're looking through those eyes at yourself. What do you notice about you through the eyes of the new What's noticed? What might you like to suggest, if anything, to yourself? From this standpoint of viewing yourself through the eyes of the new. When you feel that you have received just the right amount of information now, perhaps it's time to trade back places. You become you, move out of the image of the new, and the image of the new becomes itself again. You become yourself again, and now you and the image that stands for the new and the guide within are walking and talking together. How do you feel right now after having this communication, after trading places? How does it feel now that you know what you know, what you've shared with each other, what you've experienced together, the different viewpoints that you've experienced? Perhaps you might understand the image that stands for the new a little bit better. Perhaps it might understand you better. And for sure, you can turn to this guide within and ask, is there anything more that's important here for you to know? Is there anything more that seems important here for you to know? Anything more that the image that stands for the new wants to share with you? Anything more from the guide within? And when it seems just right, perhaps this is the time that you and the image that stands for the new, feeling perhaps that you've moved forward into the embracing of this new, in saying farewell for now, you and your guide within begin to travel back into your place. And the image that stands for the new goes about its way as well. When you and your guide within reach back into your very own place again, with all that's taken place for you in terms of this experience, perhaps now's the time to find the just right spot within your place to stretch out and comfort even more deeply as your guide within looks out after you, still by your side, ready at any moment to assist you if need be. And just allowing for this very comforting, peaceful experience now, knowing that somewhere deep within, embracing the new has become more familiar, more comfortable, in an easy and effortless way, that your guide within is always there to share with you, to assist with you, to help if need be, that you can trust this helpfulness easily and effortlessly. And so in this restful, centered comforting, stretched out and allowing yourself to know that whatever has come newly into your life, in some way and somehow, it's just all going to be working out, that you'll be shown the way to respond, to connect, to find the most and best way to connect with the new by embracing it as you have, and that you will remember that because you have been willing to take this journey, because you've had that willingness to experience embracing the new, you are better for having done so. And so, you are. And so from this journey, now knowing it's a positive focusing, though the images fade for now, the strength of them stays with you as you begin to come up and out now. First at zero, we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true, and the beautiful about embracing the new. And with a deep cleansing breath in and release as we begin to come up and out now. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Feeling more embraced yourself, perhaps by the peacefulness and the comfort and the easy effortlessness it is to discover about the new. Three, feeling peaceful, comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.